Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska.
A wind advisory continues.
A freeze watch begins at
1 a.m. tomorrow morning. Cloudy skies expected
today with daytime highs approaching 52. Winds out of the north, 15 to 20 miles per hour.
Mainly clear skies.
Tonight, lows dip down to about 31.
I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki.
Currently, it's 45 degrees.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Kansas Attorney General Chris Kobach says that he has won a court case regarding the redefinition of sex under the Affordable Care Act from a lawsuit that was filed under the Biden administration. KSNT News reports that according to the U.S. District Court for Southern District of Mississippi, they have agreed to the Department of Health and Human Services unlawfully attempted to redefine sex, including gender identity and sexual orientation, according to the press release that was released yesterday afternoon from the AG's office.
And essentially, in a one-sentence summary, it basically says that treating individuals by their biological sex rather than their chosen gender identity now violates Title IX, is discriminatory, and can cause an educational institution to lose a huge amount of federal funding.
That audio from KSNT News, where the AG's office did release a statement saying that with another win, this is yet another piece of the Biden radical transgender agenda that has been struck down in court.
Professional excavators and homeowners, safety always comes first, and safe digging is no accident. So before you begin your next digging project, remember to call Kansas 811 to have your underground utility lines marked for free. Know what's below. Call 811 before you dig. So play it safe. Put down the shovel, pick up the phone, and call 811 first. This message is brought to you by Kansas 811, reminding you that no matter if your digging project is big or small, don't make a judgment call. Always call 811 before you dig.
Why do winners play at Seven Clans Casinos? The numbers don't lie. From Wichita to Texas, Seven Clans has the only certified loose casino, as verified by Strictly Slots Magazine. That's why winners play here. Plus, use your Seven Clans rewards card for even more perks and offers. It's official. Seven Clans Casinos have the area's only certified loose slots.
Mental health and addiction issues for teenagers across the state of Kansas continue to be an issue. However, there is a new treatment center in South Central Kansas that will be helping teenagers across the state that may be battling that substance abuse or needing treatment support.
I think there's just limited programming, limited accessibility to inpatient support for individuals under 18. So I think expanding on that program is necessary. A lot of people are affected by it. I think everybody knows somebody who probably suffers from either addiction or mental health.
That audio from KSN News is the Cherry Creek Treatment Center is expanding their services with a new adolescent program, making a new era for teen health support across the entire state of Kansas. The new center opened their doors as of Thursday last week for a sneak peek of the new program, with a statement from Heath Belcher, the CEO of the Cherry Creek Treatment Center, saying that they're looking forward to treating up to 15 different teens a month with different counseling services, along with different types of therapy and treatment.
Dane's Automotive in Marysville and Waterville has always been your trusted and certified automotive repair shop. But did you know Dane's carries tires with every major brand and size, from pickups, ATVs, trailers, and car tires? Dane's has you covered. Don't wait until the old set gives out. Grab a new set along with balancing, alignments, and front-end work for any make and model. Find Dane's Automotive in Marysville and Waterville online and give them a call to stay on the road wherever it takes you.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. The Nebraska State Supreme Court has announced they are upholding the disbarment of a former Dodge County attorney who was convicted of misusing his authority with three different drunken offenses and found to have stalked the boyfriend of his estranged wife. According to the Nebraska Examiner, they say that Oliver Glass had resigned as a Dodge County attorney back in 2021 after 10 years of being in the office, and had argued that the permanent loss of his license to practice law was excessive after admitting that he had violated his oath of office and rules as a practicing attorney by seeking a suspension of his license and the opportunity to practice law eventually. The Supreme Court, however, did in its ruling uphold the recommendation of the Council for Discipline that Glass lost his license and will continue to not have an active license. The courts pointed out the lawyers that were in public office are held to a higher standard than attorneys in private practice, and that Glass had a third drunken driving offense in July of 2024 while on probation for misusing his office.
In today's world, everyone is searching for answers. If cows are laying down, will it rain? Does gum really stay in your stomach for 7 years? How about Bigfoot? With so many mysteries, it's nice to have one clear answer. Fiber. Blue Valley Technologies proudly provides a robust fiber network with symmetrical speeds and unmatched reliability. And with 24/7 support, we are always here when you need us. Blue Valley Technologies Fiber Internet, because some things just shouldn't be a mystery.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marysville City Council at a special meeting October 16th unanimously approved an additional $250,000 be added to a lease purchase agreement with the Citizens State Bank at a rate of 4.98% to fund an unexpected hookup necessary on the 15th Street Storm Sewer Project. That brings the total lease purchase to $1.056 million. Monday night's council meeting was brief. The mayor recognized winners in the mayor's coloring contest. Approval was given for the school district to use the city park and swimming pool parking area November 13th from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. to accommodate some 80 businesses, colleges, and military recruiters who will be participating in a school business consortium. The annual event involves students from 12 partner schools who will also be attending. The street committee continues discussion of traffic flow near the schools with a recommendation for one-way traffic eastbound on Alston, north of the elementary school. Work continues on 11th and 12th roads in East Marysville, and overlays expected soon on U.S. 36 near 15th Street. USD 380 will be closed Thursday and Friday with no classes, as the Frankfort and Centralia volleyball teams are at Dodge City for state tournament action. Wednesday will be a full day for classes. No school Friday at Valley Heights, as the Lady Mustangs are at Dodge City for state volleyball. A district-wide pep rally for the teams is planned Thursday morning at 8:30 at the Valley Heights Gym. All of the community is invited and encouraged to attend. Elementary costume parades will be Thursday at 1 in downtown Waterville and 2:15 on the square in Blue Rapids. USD 223, Hanover and Lynn will not have school Friday, with teams advancing to state volleyball at Emporia. Hanover will host a trunk-or-treat Thursday evening before the football game, south of the ball field from 4 to 5:30. Also no school Friday for Axtell, with the Lady Eagles in state volleyball at Emporia. Kansas Supreme Court has reappointed 28 chief judges for terms that begin in January and continuing through 2027. They include Chief Judge John Weingarten in the 22nd Judicial District, which includes Marshall, Nemahal, Brown, and Donovan counties. He has served as a district judge since 2000 and chief judge since January 2023. Also, Chief Judge Kim Cudney was reappointed in the 12th Judicial District, which includes Washington, Republic, as well as Cloud, Jewell, Lincoln, and Mitchell counties. She has served as district judge and chief judge since 2006. Your news on your time, a podcast of the morning and midday news blocks, available Monday through Friday on our website at KNDYradio.com and our social media. Philip S. Phil Holly, age 62, of Marysville, passed away Friday. Funeral service Friday, 10:30 at St. Gregory's Catholic Church in Marysville, with a rosary Thursday evening at 7, burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 1 until 5, at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Phil Holly. Neil E. Richter, age 90, of Barnes, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Saturday, 11 a.m., at the Zion Fancy Creek Church south of Barnes. Burial of the church cemetery. Christy Anders Funeral Home of Waterville, in charge of arrangements for Neil Richter. Larry A. Crock, age 85, of Marysville, passed away Sunday. Celebration of life service is planned November 15th at the Marysville American Legion, with Kinsley's in charge of arrangements for Larry Crocked. Margaret L. Lang, age 99, of Marysville, passed away Wednesday. Funeral service November 29th at the Evangelical United Church of Christ in Marysville. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Kinsley's in charge of arrangements for Margaret Lang. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, ham salad sandwich, vegetable soup, celery with carrots, strawberries and bananas, and a cookie. Tomorrow, chicken patty sandwich, baked Lay's, mixed vegetables, and tropical fruit. KNDY News Time 7:13.
Agriculture. Our country was built on it. Our children are fed by it. No one quite understands the unique needs of the farmer like United Bank and Trust. Whether you raise crops or livestock, you need the right equipment at the right time. Our ag loans can help you acquire and maintain that equipment when and where you need it. Contact one of our experienced ag lenders today. United Bank and Trust, Banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Improve Marshall County's economy by voting yes on November 4th for the 30% food requirement, a common-sense approach bringing more small business opportunities in Marshall County. By voting yes, you're supporting business growth and more tax dollars staying in your community. Remember to vote yes on November 4th on Marshall County's 30% food requirement, paid for by Wayne Cook, Sarge's Sports Bar.
Rise and shine, ghouls and goblins. It's frightfully delicious at Minnie's Kitchen. Open Tuesday through Friday, 5:30 to 4:30 p.m. and Saturdays from 7 to noon. Start your day the sweet way and maybe a little spooky with fresh, made daily donuts, pastries, and perfectly brewed coffee. Treat yourself, no tricks, at Minnie's Kitchen in downtown Marysville and taste the delicious difference.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Some rain showers are likely today, mostly cloudy with our highs in the mid to upper 30s. Northeast winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 30. Some rain showers early tonight, mostly cloudy with our lows in the mid 20s and lower 30s. North winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 30. Sunshine throughout Thursday with our highs in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Northwest winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 30. Then mostly clear skies throughout Thursday night with our lows in the lower to mid 30s. Staying sunny as we head into Friday with our highs in the mid to upper 50s, and staying partly cloudy throughout Friday night with our lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s. More sunshine as we head into Saturday with our highs in the mid to upper 50s, then partly cloudy skies throughout Saturday night with our lows in the mid to upper 30s. Staying mostly sunny throughout Sunday with our highs in the lower to upper 60s, and mostly cloudy skies throughout Saturday night with our lows in the upper 30s and lower 40s. More sunshine as we head into Monday with our highs in the upper 50s and lower 60s, and clear Monday night. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature, late October 63, record high on this date 84, the average low 36, and the record low 17. Sunrise this morning 7:53, sunset this evening at 6:29, widespread half inch of rain across the area Tuesday. It's 45 degrees, breezy again this morning. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Wednesday, the 29th of October. KNDY News Time 7:16. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Community Memorial Healthcare provides home health services in the home setting. Services include nursing care, therapy, and physician-ordered visits. Registered nurses coordinate with physicians and may perform medication monitoring, wound care, and therapy as ordered. Home health at CMH is available locally, providing in-home services for patients who qualify. Community Memorial Healthcare shares this information to support community awareness of available home health resources. Learn more at cmhcare.org.
Always on the go, check out Bite Me Barbecue's ready-to-heat meals. From sides to the whole course, feed the family for less with Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville.
We're down to a best of three. Good morning, I'm Jay Reynolds. Game four of the World Series last night goes to the Blue Jays. Toronto gets a two-run homer from Vlad Guerrero Jr. in the third, and then a four-run top of the seventh. They pull out a 6-2 win over the Dodgers after that marathon game three.
Really good. I feel really good about this team every night. You know what I mean? It's hard to play 18 innings and come back and kind of flip the narrative against a very talented team and a very talented individual in Shohei Ohtani on the mound. I feel really good about just us.
Jays manager John Schneider. Shohei Ohtani goes six strong innings last night before starting to struggle in the seventh. He winds up being charged with four runs in six plus innings. Series is even at two. Game five is tonight. NBA Thunder go to 5-0. They beat the Kings by eight and become the first defending champ to start 5-0 since the Cavs won their first six in 2016. Sixers rally from down 17 in the fourth quarter and beat the Wizards in overtime. Philly is 4-0. 37 points for Giannis Antetokounmpo. Bucks 121-111 winners over the Knicks. Heat by 27 over the Hornets. Golden State beating the Clippers 98-79. The 79 points, fewest the Warriors have allowed in a game since 2016. Hockey, the Avs double up the Devils 8-4. Blackhawks score 7, including a hat trick from Connor Bedard. Chicago a 7-3 win over the Senators. Oilers take down the Mammoth 6-3. Utah has a 7-game win streak snapped. Stars shut out the Capitals 1-0. Rangers shut out the Canucks 2-0. Bruins score 5 unanswered after falling behind. They beat the Islanders 5-2. Flyers beat the Penguins in a shootout. Montreal a 4-3 win over the Kraken. Kings edge the Sharks 4-3. Third consecutive season, the Sharks have 0 wins in regulation through their first 10 games. No other team has done that in back-to-back seasons. Patriots trade away 2 former defensive starters. Defensive end Keon White to the Niners. Safety Kyle Duggar goes to the Steelers.
Hi, it's me, Flo, here to tell you that with a Progressive Home and Auto Bundle, you get 24/7 protection, so you're covered no matter where the day takes you.
Even that hair day?
Yep.
And tree branch fell on my car day?
Especially that day. Progressive has you covered 24/7 for your home and auto.
How about thought it was chicken, but it was tuna day? Or overnight construction outside my bedroom day?
Those days too.
Great, because that was each day this week.
Been there. Well, at least your home and auto are covered every day with Progressive.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states.
With the new IHOP value menu, $6 is all it takes to go to your happy place. Where stacks of pancakes with bacon and eggs are just $6 every day. French toast, sausage, and eggs are, you guessed it, $6. And fluffy omelets come with a side of pancakes and only cost $6. Go to your happy place every day at IHOP. $7 in some locations. Available every day for a limited time at participating restaurants in the U.S. Hours may vary. No substitutions. Not valid with other discounts or promotions. Prices may vary.
Live continuing coverage of the state volleyball tournaments from Dodge City and Emporia Thursday, Friday, Saturday on KNDY and KNDY-FM.
From ABC News Wall Street Now, the Federal Reserve today is widely expected to cut interest rates for the second time this year. But the government shutdown has the Fed operating largely in the dark and missing several key economic reports that normally go into the decision. Stock futures were holding steady overnight as investors await the Fed's decision. On Tuesday, the Dow Jones, the Standard & Poor's, and the NASDAQ Composite all closed at new records, the NASDAQ surging ahead 0.8%. Japan's Nikkei 225 likewise hit a record high overnight, surpassing 51,000 for the first time. Investors in Tokyo were encouraged by U.S.-Japanese trade talks and expectations for an interest rate cut here in the United States. Twix is already looking to the next holiday, launching what it calls a Hallamas pack, a portmanteau for Christmas and Halloween. It includes bars inspired by both holidays, one with a green cookie, the other shaped like a snowman. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
At Hilltop Tires in Marysville, we know keeping your family safe on the road is our number one priority, and it starts with the right tires. That's why a set of reliable and American-made Cooper tires will last as far as the roads take you. This is Kate Hedke, and whether it's your loved ones to work, your kids to school, or just cruising around town, Cooper Tires gives you the confidence to go the distance. Give us a call at Hilltop Tires and put your family first, one set of Cooper Tires at a time.
In on trade, Infinitas Motor Company is a like new 2024 Chevy Silverado 1500 model. It's the 3.0 Duramax. They have a 2022 Chevy Equinox and Chevy Traverse. One owner local trades, they're in great condition. And a 2021 Chevy Traverse priced right and awaiting your test drive at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm James Garrett. Good Wednesday morning to you all. Markets opening up for the third day of the trading week here in just a little bit. Let's take a look at some of the closing numbers from yesterday's trade day. And overall, it was mostly in the green. For the grains market, they finished up mostly in the green with a little bit of red across the board there. For the seeds market, they too finished up mixed to mostly higher across the board. And for the livestock market, the opposite day as the hogs and the cattle both finished up the day in the red. We'll see if the momentum from the previous two trade days goes on throughout today's trade day to make that 3 days in a row with positive gains all throughout the markets. Market report brought to you by Double T Livestock. Whether your herd is big or small, call Troy at 620-491-3312 to sell them all. That's Double T Livestock. In the corn market, December corn up 3.25 at 432 even. March up 1.75 at 446 even. Kansas City wheat for December up 5.75 at 520 even. March up 6 cents at 538 even. In the oats market, December oats down 6 cents at 291 even. March down 5.25 at 311 even. In the bean market, November beans up 11 cents at 10.78 and a quarter. January up 10.25 at 10.95 and a quarter. Soybean meal for December up 8.30 at 306.50. January up 8.50 at 309.60. Soybean oil for December down 51 cents at 50.26. January down 52 cents at 50.62. In the canola market, November canola up 5.50 at 624.70. January up 4.80 at 638.80. And in the cotton market, December cotton up 49 cents at 65.05, March up 53 cents at 66.60. In the energies market, crude oil for December in the red down $1.38 at $59.93. Unleaded gas for November slightly down to $1.91. Heating oil for November down 7 cents at $2.36. And natural gas for December down 15 cents at $3.84. Market information from the Mid-America Ag Network.
No one is all in all season for their farmers like your local Channel Seed Pro with Midwest Seed Farms. You can expect personalized agronomic insights and support to help maximize your farm's performance and profitability. See how the Channel Seed Pros provide that next level of experience by contacting Ashton or Ben with Midwest Seed Farms at 785-348-3125.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. As the new 4-H year has started, now is a great time to work on setting goals for the year. Kansas 4-H Ag Sciences Program Specialist Kelsey Nordyke explains things to consider when planning for what the youth would like to accomplish. She says what acronym can help people set structured goals.
SMART stands for specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound. And so really thinking about, I need my steer to weigh X by the county fair. I need my heifer to look like this by the county fair. So even though those aren't necessarily things that we typically think of as goals in our record book, they should be goals because they're things that we're doing. And so think about those in advance and make sure that you have a roadmap and a plan for achieving whatever it is you want to do at the end of the project year.
Nordyke notes another aspect that should be taken into consideration when deciding.
The control test is, do you have control of whether or not you achieve that goal? So you might really want to win showmanship at your county fair, but do you really have control over that? You have control over the practice and the work that you put in to achieve that goal. However, the judge is the ultimate decider of whether or not you win showmanship at the county fair. And there's so many other things that are outside of your control as well. You have no control over what the other exhibitors do, how hard they work. You have no control. You're showing an animal. You have zero control of how that animal acts on that certain day. So really thinking about, do my goals pass the control test?
Unfortunately, sometimes goals are not met, and Nordyke says why 4-H is a safe space for those experiences.
4-H is a safe place to fail. And when we think about failure, just because you don't reach your goal doesn't mean that you've failed. It doesn't mean that you've messed up. Goals are a roadmap, and we set those goals to try to reach them, obviously. But the real goal is the process, the learning process. So think about the fact that, maybe I didn't reach my ideal weight for my steer. But here's what I learned. I learned that I could do this to reach that goal next year. My heifer didn't get bred in time. And so next year I learned that I can do this. And so really thinking about that learning process and not focusing completely on whether or not you reached the actual goal.
That was Kansas 4-H Ag Sciences Program Specialist Kelsey Nordyke discussing goal setting for this 4-H year. Learn more about 4-H by going to kansas4-h.org. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Marysville Livestock will have a sale Thursday this week. Early consignments are being accepted for Thursday's cattle sale. We'll have early consignment listings tomorrow morning on KNDY.
Dull brown needn't be the dominant winter color in the garden. All about adding visual pop today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
Imagine a life-threatening storm heads toward your home in the middle of the night. You don't hear the notifications. You can't hear the sirens. The best way to keep you and your family safe is Weather Call. When you're in the direct path of a life-threatening storm or tornado, you'll receive a phone call letting you know where the storm is and when it will arrive. Learn more online by visiting weathercall.now. That's weathercall.now. Weather Call travels with you. Wherever you are, it will monitor life-threatening storms at home, work, or on vacation. Customize your alerts. Get lightning safety messages. For just $15 per year, WeatherCall could save your life. Sign up online at weathercall.now. That's weathercall.now. weathercall.now.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, October 29th, the 302nd day of the year. Actor Richard Dreyfuss has a birthday, and Muhammad Ali won his first professional fight on this day in 1960. Most garden work this time of year consists of clearing old vegetation or tilling it under for the season. But a little forethought can make it a place of exciting visual interest. Ornamental grasses will stand out, especially with evergreens as background. Common perennials like bluebeard and purple coneflower have interesting seed heads that persist well into the winter. And think about colors that contrast with snow. Woody plants with colorful stems, for example, or anything that produces berries. It'll make for a popular hangout for birds and other wildlife, too. That's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more online at almanac.com.
It's 7:30 from KNDY, 44 and breezy with a cloudy overcast. Around a half an inch yesterday across the region as far as rainfall totals go. We'll hold steady temperature-wise in the cooler range today, low to mid-50s, approaching 60 on Thursday this week.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier with the ongoing potential about having the Kansas City Chiefs or the Kansas City Royals come to the Kansas side of the line. Governor Kelly says at the minute that she feels that there may be a bidding war between the two states, that she's out of the negotiations because she doesn't want to deal with that.
So, you can be sure that, we've done a lot of economic development deals in the time that I've been governor. And we have vetted every single one of those to ensure that if we're going to invest this kind of money, we're going to get a heck of a return on that investment.
That audio from KSN News, where Governor Kelly did sign back in the summer of 2024 a bill that would allow the state to issue a sales tax and revenue star bond to pay for the new stadiums for both the Chiefs and the Royals within the state, but says it shouldn't be fair for state lawmakers to get into a bidding war with that type of approach when it comes to economic development.
KNDY will provide live continuing coverage of the state volleyball tournaments as pool play opens Thursday for Frankfort at Dodge City. We'll have Hanover and Axtell opening pool play Friday from Emporia, with Valley Heights opening pool play Friday from Dodge City. We'll have coverage of Frankfort, Hanover and Axtell on FM 95.5, Valley Heights on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Most of the area high school football teams will kick off week 9 on Thursday with a 4 p.m. start for Frankfort at Thunder Ridge. That broadcast live on KNDY FM 95.5. Thursday, 6 p.m. starts for Axtell hosting St. John's Tipton, and Hanover host to Osborne. Thursday, 7 p.m. starts for Valley Heights at TMP and Hayes, Washington County at El Saline, and Lynn hosting Wakefield. Also Friday, Marysville will host Nickerson at 6. Game broadcast on AM 1570, FM 94.1. And Centralia will host Onega, also kicking off Friday at 6.
KNDY.